Now, Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And good evening to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. You are, of course, listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. We're all pumped up here tonight. We got Ryan in the house. Yeah, I'm like dancing away. Didn't get a lot of sleep last night, but that's okay. Might be a little silly. I love how you do the little, what is that? That like a jump or something. Jump.
It's the Ryan.
Yeah, these are just my natural dance moves.
It's the Ryan.
That's just me. I'm just getting my diggy on or whatever they call it.
Yeah, I'm getting my diggy on.
My wiggy on. So we're going to be here tonight, all real estate tonight. I'm so excited about this. We have a first-time guest with us.
First time guest.
Yes.
I like that.
And you never forget your first time, so that's good. You're going to remember this forever. I don't know if that's or indifferent, right?
It'll be good.
Oh, promises. 781-837-4900. That is the radio show
phone number.
Phone number, yeah, that's,
yep.
What,
that's what you that's call what when you want to talk to us.
You guys are punchy tonight.
I got up at 3 and you should have just texted me.
But honestly, like, I didn't go to bed. I slept from 6 a.m. to 7.
I did, but I refused to get up until 3.
6 a.m. to 7 a.m. That's what I did today. So that was good. But I'm really excited about this because I haven't been asking Chris to join us for a very long time. So I have Chris Florek here from Boston Connect Real Estate. It's like, you know what? We're so comfortable with our homies, right?
Absolutely.
You get it?
Is he comfortable with us, though?
Home. You get it?
Oh, I get it now. I get it. You are just a character. Character tonight.
Good one.
Thanks, Brad.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, okay, Chris, we'll get serious for you.
That's okay.
We have Chris Florek with us, and he is one of our agents over at Boston Connect Real Estate. You, too, are a broker.
I am.
Yes, we have the smartest agents in our office. It's redonkulous. Now, spell it. No.
Redonkulous.
Yeah. So you are a broker, so that makes you sort of an associate broker when it comes to, you know, the office. Cindy is an associate broker as well. I'm the broker owner of the company, which is great. Things have been really good, really busy. That's why we're a little punchy. I think we have to do Malcolm. Should we do Malcolm early or should we? No? Okay, he's not ready yet. So
that's okay.
Chris, why don't you introduce yourself because this is your first time with us. And your wife, your wonderful, beautiful wife.
Yeah.
Yes.
I did not start out in real estate. I actually started out as a physical therapist, and that's part of why I'm here to talk to you guys about what I'm doing now. And I currently am a physical therapist as well. Besides that, I had, like you said, got my broker's license as a realtor and actually owned my own company for quite a while. So I have both of those things in my back pocket as far as dealing with the clientele that we're working with currently.
Yeah, so that's going to be our topic that we're going to be talking about tonight for people. Should I stay? Should I go?
Or I don't know.
Yeah, or I just don't know. So right. For those of you who are maybe elderly or senior or some have some type of handicap, should you stay in your house or should you not? But we want to get you to that home. So I think we're going to start with Malcolm Alter, and he's going to get you home. So hopefully things are looking good out there, Malcolm.
Well, actually, there's kind of stuff still going, Sharon. This report, good evening, is brought to you by Lead Safe America. Let's look at Route 3, some stop-and-go getting off the expressway down past Union Street, again down through Norwell and Pembroke. On Route 128, you've got delays from the Mass Turnpike to Route 9, again 109 down through Canton, and again on Route 28, expressway traffic is having it slow down through Savin Hill, again before Granite Avenue, northbound from Savin Hill right up into the O'Neill Tunnel. Route 3A is a tough go. Getting off the Southern Artery right down along Washington Street, it's all bumper-to-bumper traffic trying to get into the Rotary and onto the Four River Bridge. Did you know that childhood lead poisoning costs the American taxpayers more than $50 billion a year? Visit LeadSafeAmerica.org to learn more. Traffic on the Nines every morning. I'm Malcolm Alter in the WATD Traffic Center.
Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at TalkRealEstateRadio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
And we're back. Good evening from myself, Shore Neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara. We are live tonight. We have Ryan in the house. So 781-837-4900. Again, I'm going to reintroduce our guest. I'm really excited about this. I've been asking Chris to join us for a very long time. Mm. His name is Chris Florek. He is part of a team as well. He has a wonderful, beautiful bride, and her name is Erin. Mm. And she's actually not here tonight because she's teaching a yoga studio.
She
so
is.
You guys are like...
She is. We've got a lot going on.
Yeah. You guys are sort of combined that you do the physical therapy, because does she do physical therapy?
She's
as
an
well?
Occupational therapist, so I do physical therapy, she does occupational therapy.
What's the difference?
I was just going to ask. I said, not that I want to get into that, but what's the difference? Mm. Haven't had either.
It really depends on the situation. You know, we can work in a variety of different fields as therapists. So we can do home care. We can do work in like a nursing home or a skilled nursing facility. We can work in hospitals. There's all different ways that we work. In general, in those types of settings, they kind of divide you into your upper body and lower body. So we make sure that we're not billing for the same type of a thing. So, for example, if somebody has a stroke and their left side is affected, the occupational therapist would help them with using their hands and their arms. And I would deal more with walking and balance and things that you would use for your legs.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, there is some overlap, but we really look at the patient as a whole and trying to figure out what is going to be the most benefit for them. Occupational therapists also deal with your run-of-the-mill everyday things that you don't think of as everyday things. Can you wash yourself? Can you dress yourself?
Oh,
can you
yeah.
use the bathroom on your own? Those types of things. Your yeah. occupation of living in your home.
Oh, yeah.
That's
really important.
Been there, done that. Yeah, that's not good.
I know.
And then physical therapy, you can have outpatient type therapy where you have, you know, neck, back injuries, shoulder injuries, and all
knees.
Those types of things. Knees.
Like, so if somebody had a knee replacement or a hip replacement, you would be the one to sort of help them
sure.
get it working again?
I was going to talk about this a little bit later, but trends for now, and as far as dealing with hospitals and coming out after a surgery, everything is changing. It used to be you would go in for a surgery, you'd have an acute care stay at the hospital. After you're in the hospital for a certain amount of time, you would go to a rehab facility and get strengthened up and then go home. Mm-hmm. And then at home, you'd probably have someone come in from home care, like what I do now, just for a couple of days to make sure that you had everything on straight.
Mm-hmm.
Now with how many people are coming through as far as the people that are, well, the age group that is growing, people
yeah.
over 65, people over 75, people over 85, the room for those people to come out and go into a rehab facility or into a hospital is smaller. There's not enough beds to accommodate all of these people. And then you take into account the insurance companies and that they don't want to pay for it. So they're trying to, you know, find ways to make it more efficient for everybody.
Yeah.
But in the same token, I feel they're taking a lot away from the patient and a lot away from the care that they could be receiving.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's such a nice mix, because when they told me when they first came to the office, you've been there now, what, a couple, three? How many years has it been?
Almost two.
Almost two?
Yeah.
Well, it seems like a lifetime
it
for me.
It does seem like a lifetime.
I know.
Time goes fast.
It does. Well, there's no place like home, right?
Yeah.
So when they were telling me about like their sort of idea, I just thought it was absolutely brilliant of, you know, combining the two things that they do with your clients. And what I think is also nice, too, is maybe it's not even the client. I mean, you could have an older client. We're just talking about people 65, 70. I mean, that could be somebody with hips and disabilities. My mother was telling me about somebody that she knew recently that had got an infection in her toe or something and had to have, like, a toe removed, you know. But I'm sure that there's some therapy that has to go along with that.
Sure.
Certainly not on the toe that's missing, but the other
whole
four.
The balance thing is a little off after you get rid of the big toe.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is that since the population of 65 plus is growing, we have 10,000 people that are turning 65 every day. We have another 4,000 that are turning 85 every day. We've, you know, as a human race, we typically don't, well, before recently, we haven't been making it to those ages. I mean, the average lifespan was in the mid-70s. So people are going way above and beyond. And once you get above a certain age, the, you know, falling becomes a very high risk.
Yep.
And it may not be the fall itself that causes people to demise, but it does put them on a quick slippery slope once you get past a certain age. So one of the things that we really want to focus on is making sure that we're setting up environments for people so that we can mitigate the risk of falls.
I know too, like one of the thing, the danger things with somebody being home alone and falling is no one being around to sort of help them. I know my dad actually had a friend one time and they, you know, they meet up and they walk the mall, the Hanover Mall, which is, they're going to be tearing that down, I guess, soon. And
which is excellent, though. They should get out there and walk.
They're out there walking. And it's nice because I went out there for my birthday. That's what I wanted to do for my birthday. It was in April. And I was like, all I want to do is walk the mall with my dad. So that's what I did. And I had coffee with his little gang over at McDonald's. And it was so much fun, actually. And one of his friends, she didn't show up one day. And they just thought that that was a little strange. So my father said to one of the other women, you know, why don't we just go drive by her house and just, you know, make sure that everything is okay? Because they're on a routine. So they are sort of, you know, this is an older crowd. You know, my dad is 80, just turned 80. But she had fallen. And she was, like, in the hallway and she couldn't get up. Like, she was all by herself. Thing. And she had fallen, I think it was, like, the night before.
Yeah. We've run into that quite a few times where people have been down for a considerable amount of time. The biggest problem that I've seen as far as people getting down and not being able to get up is falls in the tub. And getting stuck there. But we've had quite a few people that we've seen that were down for a day or more.
Oh my goodness, that's that's really scary.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I love is that not only can you work with older people or seniors, you can work with others as well, but also, you know, like Cindy and myself, you know, we have, you know, older parents that, you know, like Papa's living in her house and she, when you did the addition, I mean, did you take into effect the different things you had to do to make that house?
Handicap accessible bathroom, wider doorways so that if he were in a wheelchair, we could get him in and out of the bedroom and in the bathroom at the time, you know, in case we needed to. So we, we did take those things into account. His shower, you know, it's kind of flat. You can just go into it, no stepping in or over, no tub. No, nothing. Yeah, we did all those things.
And those are some of the things that we advise as far as modifications to the home. There are certain things that you can do that you don't necessarily have to rip things down or take things out or things like that, that you can just kind of put things in place as a temporary fix. And other things, like you said, if you know you're going to have somebody that's going to be living with you and they're going to be in the situation where they're going to need those things, then put it in place beforehand and not wait until later.
So you could potentially have someone in as a realtor that, you know, maybe can't do the stairs anymore in their house or can't do this or can't do that. You can also find a solution for them, correct? Like maybe they could somehow live on one floor, or what are some of the things you would do if someone said, I really don't want to sell my house, I really don't want to move, but, you know, maybe that house isn't as user-friendly as it was for them when they were more capable.
Right, and that's that kind of keys in a little bit to what Sharon and I were talking about before the show. We had a right-sizing event at the library in Pembroke about a week ago, and some of the other realtors from our office were presenting. And there was a gentleman in the office who basically said similar to that, because they were talking about different ways that you can go into like 55 plus and different things like that. And he said, well, that's all fine, but my concern is that I love my community. I love where I live. I love mm-hmm. the people that are around me. I don't want to leave that. I want to be able to stay where I am. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where Aaron and I and what we're doing comes into place. It doesn't have to be, you know, I'm 85 years old and I'm just looking to stay here for the last bit of my life. It could be somebody who's, you know, in their 60s or 70s and wants to plan and prepare and have it ready so that they mm-hmm. can live 20 more years in their house.
Right.
But yes, as far as if they have stairs or not, there's different ways that you can accommodate that. If they have the room, you can convert a living room or dining room into a bedroom, whatever you need to do to keep that one person on the first floor. There are stair lifts that are available so that you can sit on the lift and go up.
Yeah, my in-laws actually got one of those to go down to the basement because they keep a lot of stuff down there, and that's what they have one there, yeah.
Yeah, wow. And people don't think about it, but they're good not only for the person to get up and down, but to transport items up and down.
That's what they used to do. They would put the groceries on there.
Exactly.
And they would put the groceries in the...
They'd put it on the chair, send it up, next guy takes it. But nowadays you can use Peapod for that.
Yeah, that's a good idea, though.
It makes it a lot easier. Yeah. Have a guy, nice, strong guy come in, put him on your counter, and it's all over.
Yeah, I got a guy. That's our thing, right? Well, you know, it's one of the other night I was working on something in the office and just coming up with sort of like a mission statement and a tagline and some other stuff. I don't know if you guys saw it online, but I actually
printed it off because that is absolutely perfect.
Yeah, and I thought of you as I was doing it. So I'm going to read it to all our listeners, but I got to put on my glasses. Rye, are you ready for this? You're going to love it. So Boston Connect Real Estate's foundation is built upon taking a holistic approach to real estate characterized by the treatment of the whole person and family by taking into account mental and social factors associated with buying and selling a home rather than just the physical factors of the actual process of buying or selling a house. So I thought that was great.
So
did you see it?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I liked it.
Oh, you did like it?
I think I might have hearted it. I think I might have loved it.
I did love it.
So here's
That's
where...
you, right?
Well, here's where Aaron and I expand on that, because that is completely and wholeheartedly where we fit in, mm-hmm. especially when we're helping somebody to buy and sell a house.
Yeah.
But we take it to the level before and after that, which means not only are we talking about getting you into a home or helping you to sell your home, but making sure that A, you get into the right home, mm-hmm. or B, if you are in a home that needs modifications, we can help you to mm-hmm. make it your home and yep. keep it your home.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things I think that makes you guys a great agents as well, is right. because if you're in a home and you realize this isn't going to work for what I'm going to need long term. Now, I'm 49 and I'm already thinking that I want a first floor bedroom. And I am. I have really been thinking about this. So, you know, my house now, your house is lucky because you have a landing sin when you go up your stairs and then you sort of have a little bit of a landing. You don't go straight up.
Yeah.
Right? You know how you go up some and then you turn.
Yep.
Right? Well, my house, you don't. You go straight up. And I'll tell you, I wake up at night sometimes and I have nightmares that I'm going to be going down those stairs straight down, hardwood
floor.
Oh,
I've done that. And I've kind of swung around the corner.
Yeah.
And I've hit the wall. So it doesn't matter if they're straight or
not. I hit the wall. I'm telling you, I'm a little tired. But but I do think of that. And I know I'm only 49, but I do think, okay, so what would I do if I stay here even longer? I've been here 25 years. Do I put an addition on and do like that first floor? I think that you can go in there with those eyes and visions with Aaron, of course, and you can... Okay, this is what you have now. What do you think is wrong with this?
Right.
Can we make this better for you?
Yep.
If not, well, we can show you other homes. And if those homes aren't perfect, we can show you how those could become perfect
right.
as
right.
well.
Yep.
Right? So I just think it's a whole great little package of services that you can do. You're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford. Of course, we have the one and only Chris Florek here with us this evening. His wife, Erin Florek, they are a team, is not able to join us today, but they are wonderful, wonderful mm-hmm. real estate agents. And one of this mission statement that I did is just so true and real.
Absolutely.
To all the agents that are in our office.
Yes.
That it's just so fitting that that this is you here tonight, because I just feel you guys are so heartfelt with everything. And I'm loving Erin right now because she's looking into the winery for us to do yoga and wine.
I'm in.
Ever since you brought it up at the gathering that we had the other night, she's been researching and talking, and she's getting her ducks in a row to get it done.
Yep. 781-837-4900. We have Ryan Mann in the phones tonight. So if you're on your way home and you hit a little traffic and you have some questions, maybe it's not for you. Maybe it's for, you know, one of your, parents or somebody that you're taking care of or something. I actually bumped into one of my clients in CVS just yesterday, and I was like, hey, how is your dad doing? I helped her dad move from Braintree to Pembroke into a smaller ranch close to her because she had to do the showering and the bathing. And I know Mark changed out the shower for him and everything to something low. And he got to that next level, though, where he's in a
assisted living.
So he's like doing things on his own. So, but that was the next step. Yep. So what are some other housing options? You want to talk about that, or home adaptions? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I think I want to key in a little bit more about what our process is. We've put together a pretty comprehensive assessment tool that where we would go room by room and figure out exactly, you know, what the recommendations would be. And again, I want to get across to people that this is not just for people that are elderly.
No.
This is for everyone. If you think about, you know, seatbelt laws, before you didn't have to wear them. When I was a kid, when I was an infant, my father tells a story all the time. They were moving back from Maine to New Jersey, and they had packed the back of the car with me in the car seat on top of all of the stuff, suitcases and things. So seatbelts weren't an issue back then. Now it's click it or ticket. You got to have a belt on. And, you know, there are people out there that just ignore that. But the fact of the matter is seatbelts save lives. So in my perspective, what we're doing has the potential to be like that seatbelt. It has the potential to say, you know, this is something that can save your life down the road. And some of the things are just simple things. It's, you know, not having throw rugs that flip up easily, you know, have something that can be tacked down that's not, that you won't trip over. Some of it's just, you know, lighting in the house.
So you're almost like a stager in a way too, right? Not staging for the visual, but for the physical, like for the safety.
Right.
For hazards.
Because people, I think, especially if you live somewhere a while, you know, that rug is there. It's always there. Or that doorway, or maybe that door that you could take off the hinges. Like those things, you just, because you live there, you're not thinking that they could be a hazard, or they've been there so long.
Right.
But now you're going in and doing a completely different assessment.
And just because we tell you this is what we recommend doesn't mean you have to go and do every check mark and check everything off. You're an adult. You can choose. You can say, you know, you can choose not to wear your seatbelt or to wear your seatbelt.
Can I go back to the demographic just for one second, though? Because we did mention it's not just for senior citizens, although that we're familiar with that. But, you know, even, you know, one of our agents, his dad is in a wheelchair.
Right.
So he's younger dad, you know. We also have, I had a client one time that had a child, unfortunately, that, you know, had some disabilities and everything. And as she was getting older, the house just wasn't fitting because she had to pick her up to get her in the to get her upstairs. So now you're difficult. You know, she had like four steps that she had to walk up the front door, and she knew it was only a matter of time that she wasn't going to be able to do that anymore. So there's a big wide demographic of people who would need the service of
yours. And there are, in situations like that, there are modifications that can be done that people aren't even aware of. I mean, you can have an elevator in your house. You can, if you have two closets that are stacked on top of one another, you can convert that into an elevator. I mean, obviously there's a cost to that type of modification, but those are things that can be done. But as far as the little things, like the assessment tool that we put together, we go room by room, kitchens, bathrooms, bedrooms, entryways, out, even outside, to get an idea of, you know, what are the things that are quick fixes, what are the things that you can do on your own if you wanted to do them on your own, and what are the things that we can provide somebody to do for you. The big thing with the stuff that needs to be done for you is, as anybody knows, forget about whether it's home modification for a senior or not. Dealing with contractors is not the easiest thing to do. So we want to work with them to give them a vetted contractor or somebody that we know will do the job and get it done right, so mm-hmm. that they can have the peace of mind that it's going to be done.
Mm-hmm. That's important.
Well, yeah. I hope you have a good plumber in your pocket.
He's been to my house many times, so yes, I do.
And you have a new house yourself this year, yeah, so yeah. Congratulations on that.
We're coming up on a year already.
Wow, really?
Yeah, well, in October, but a couple of months, yeah.
No, can we please have summer before you get us to October? Oh, my gosh.
Well, I was looking at the contracts. That's why we got into contract in August. So.
Oh, okay. Then that makes sense. Yeah. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break just to get some of our commercials in. 781-837-4900. We would love to hear from you if you have any questions about this or comments or any ideas or suggestions that you want to maybe talk to us about, things maybe you did in your own home. If you just want to talk real estate, well, you have three real estate brokers here tonight. So we are like really smart here tonight.
Well,
watch out, Rye.
Oh, we're smart.
He's a plumber.
But...
actually makes house calls. He is a plumber. Rye loves that one. Can you play it one more time? Go ahead. He's good. He's a plumber who actually makes house calls. Yep, that was a commercial I did for Mark one time, so we laugh about that one all the time.
Super Dorchester of you.
I know. Yes, and that's another thing I'll mention. So we have our offices in Dorchester. We have another office in Bridgewater, and we also have the office here in Pembroke that services all of the South Shore. So Chris does go to all of the areas where you're probably listening to us right now on WATD. So I think that that's great because you have your real estate license and you have – you know, your medical, like, what do you have for your
physical therapy license?
Your physical therapy. That is that's probably very intense, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. it's, well, things have changed. When I went to school, it was a 4-year bachelor program. Mm-hmm. It's since become a doctorate program. So to get through it is a lot more intensive than what I had to go through.
Yeah.
But I'm lucky I got grandfathered in.
But you, because you were very knowledgeable anyways.
Well,
you wouldn't, I mean, you would have skipped a grade anyways.
That too.
I know. All right. Well, I'm going to give you that number one more time. I'm really hoping someone can give us a buzz, even if you just want to say hello. 781-837-4900. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Mark Stiles. I'm the principal attorney of Stiles & Associates, a law firm located in Marshfield. Our practice focuses on real estate transactions. So if you're looking to purchase a property or sell a property, think about Stiles & Associates. Whether it's the home that you plan to raise your family in or looking to diversify and purchase a real estate investment, the attorneys at Stiles & Associates can help. Whether your transaction is traditional or one that's more complicated and unique, such as a short sale transaction, a bank-owned property, or a foreclosure, we can help. Our goal at Stiles & Associates is to make sure you understand the entire process, have all of your questions answered, but most importantly, are adequately protected. So give us a call at Stiles & Associates at 781-319-1900 or check us out on our website at styles-law.com, STILES-law.com. Stiles & Associates, where personal service and professional excellence still matter.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Recent uncertainty in the global markets has caused long-term fixed rates to go down. In fact, they are once again at historic lows. Give Fairway Marshfield a call at 781-536-4172 to see if we can refinance your existing loan and save you money. Oftentimes, we can reduce your rate or the term of your loan with $0 in closing costs, potentially saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Give us a call today and let Fairway Marshfield show you the fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Mass Branch License 338980.
Are you thinking about selling your home or buying a new one? Are you a first-time home buyer or perhaps just right-sizing? Do you have a buyer's agent? Do you know if you really even need one? What is home staging? Will it really help me sell my home faster? Do I have to have a home inspection? How much home insurance do I need for my new home? How do I handle my estate sale? What are home sale contingencies? Have you heard that you have to put 20% down to buy a new home? Did you know that that wasn't true? Are you worried about environmental issues? What is radon, lead paint, and mold? Is there a difference between a foreclosed property or a short sale? Do you need to have a Title V inspection to sell your home? What do you do if your system fails? Are these questions you have but you don't know who to ask? Hi, I'm Sharon McNamara of Boston Connect Real Estate. Call my office for a one-on-one consultation with me or one of the many dedicated agents at Boston Connect Real Estate so we can talk real estate.
It's easy to connect with some of the South Shore's most experienced real estate agents. Go to bostonconnect.com, bostonconnect.com, or call 781-826-7300. We now return to Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Good evening to all my South Shore neighbors. You're listening to Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, Cindy Ford, and Chris Florek. And we're missing Erin Florek tonight, and I mean that wholeheartedly. We miss you, Erin. She's teaching a class tonight. So
I would like to be in her class tonight.
Yeah.
Especially for the
tonight.
Shavasana.
Maybe a different night. They're doing a fundraiser. I forget what the actual fundraiser was for, but they're doing 108 sun salutations. So just straight through.
I can barely do like eight in one of my things, and then they give up.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I love the child's pose.
No.
They're not
doing
Shavasana.
Well.
Shavasana
is like
my fit.
I just,
now you can,
yeah, I know. Now you can just lay there and do nothing. I'm in.
That's my part. Can't that be more than like
I can
three
do
minutes?
That at home and I just lay on the floor. Mark says, what are you doing? Yoga.
Shavasana.
Shavasana.
There's more to it than that.
Shavasana with Shiraz.
Right.
Like that. So we have Chris Florek with us tonight, and I'm really excited about this. And Cindy and I, we put together our calendar, and we, for the second half of the year, are going to have more time in our calendar and space to have agents on to talk about the niche that they have, which is
we do have some that have niches.
Yeah, absolutely. Just talk more real estate and maybe a little less about other stuff. So, not really less, but not over and over again.
Right. So, absolutely.
Anyways, so we also, Chris, what are you going to be giving away? We have five of something.
Yeah. Basically, what I do is right now I'm calling it a home safety assessment. It's going to entail an interview with the person themselves, talking to them to find out about what their personal situation is, because it's not just about the house, it's about the person. Find out if there's any physical needs, if there's any mental needs, and really figure out, is this person safe to stay in their home?
Mm-hmm.
Then we go to the house and say, is this house safe for this person to be in? So we do a full assessment. We go through room by room, kitchen, bathroom, dining room, bedrooms, entryways. I have a checklist of everything that you could even think about. And then from that assessment, I'll put together a full written report as to what we feel are the things that are critical and need to be done, things that could be done if you wanted them to be done, what you can do yourself, what are the items that you may want to look to in the future. And then it's yours to do with what you want. And if you want to do some modifications where it's somebody doing it for you, then we'll hook you up with the people that can do that for you.
Perfect. 781-837-4900. So if you're listening tonight, we'll take the first five callers if we have five callers tonight. So you'll have a free safety assessment, home analysis that Chris would go through your house with you and give you,
Right. So if you're just planning for the future, it's good. If you have somebody that has a critical need that is in the hospital or is coming home soon, that's somebody that we can talk to. If it's somebody that, you have parents that are, older and you're concerned about them, that's a good person for us to talk to. And if you just want to get some information and know more for the future, that's fine for me too.
That's great.
Also too, for people maybe who are just tuning in, why don't you give them your background again, why I think that this is such a perfect sort of mix for you, being, a broker, realtor, and your other jobs. Both you and Erin both have physical therapy and
occupational therapy.
So tell us again real quick how those two came together in this idea.
Well, in general, like I said, I was in physical therapy first. I graduated from Northeastern in 1994, got my degree in physical therapy, went into sports therapy first, which is pretty much what everybody does. I don't know why. I think it's just the age group that comes out of college and they want to be like the sports kind of person or whatever, outpatient. And then I did that for about 5 years and got my real estate license. put my physical therapy license in my back pocket and didn't use it for 5 years.
Wow.
I got into real estate investing, purchased the real estate franchise, grew the office from 0 to 70 people. Mm-hmm. Everything was going fantastic, and then life happened. Mm-hmm. I had a business partnership divorce. I had a real life wife divorce. Mm-hmm. My mother died. My father had a stroke. There was anything that could hit the fan. So I went from
welcome to McNamara, yeah, 2017. Crazy
up to crazy down. Mm-hmm. Pulled my physical therapy license back out of my pocket and went back into PT. This time, not on the sports side, but on I went into a skilled nursing facility and started working there and doing home care. And that's where I started working with the population that we're talking about now.
And I can see you with this demographic too.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The, you know, not that I can't see you with the sports people or anything like that, but I just,
his demeanor.
Yeah, you know, that genuine care and
yep.
consideration for the person to make their life better in their own home.
Right.
Or this
help
is where I think, yeah,
into,
move into another home that you
just,
know.
Right.
Like, I think that that's great.
Yeah.
And too, I think, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but. You know, maybe you do have a client that's maybe in a wheelchair or the spouse is in a wheelchair or something, or maybe a child with a disability. I think it's great because you can go out and preview homes for them and not, I don't want to say waste their time, but you can almost say, I know 100% that that is not going to
right.
work for
right.
your needs. So
yeah,
you're
right.
able to cut a lot of time out of
yeah.
the whole process for them,
sure.
which I think is great, by
right.
the way.
Yeah.
So what are some of the other things that you wanted to hit upon? Because this time flies by fast, and I want to make sure that we go in there. So when you're going around the house, you do the room-by-room assessment.
Right.
So you were giving us some examples of those, but what are some of the bigger items that you think people need to do to stay in their own home?
Well, like I said before, one of the most tragic things that I've found is people falling in their tubs. And most people that I deal with on the physical therapy side right now are 80 plus.
Mm-hmm.
And watching these folks trying to climb over a tub and get in and out of it is a very frightening thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they have now where you can cut an entry out of the tub, so you can make it like a lower barrier to entry in the tub itself. You can replace the tub with a walk-in
shower. So you don't
shower.
Even need to replace the tub if that's an expense that you can't incur. They'll
cut right into it. You know, and here's the thing. People, the biggest or one of the things that I get a lot of kickback on is they're afraid of what's it going to do to the value of my home when I'm going to sell
yeah.
it and things like that. And from my perspective, the population that we're dealing with is going up. It's not going down. So there's going to be more and more people that are going to need that.
Mm-hmm.
So when the next person comes through, they're going to be thankful that they have that and not the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from what I see, as long as there's a tub in the house for kids, if you want it, like if you're getting a house for kids, you want a tub. But once you reach a certain point, mm-hmm. most people aren't taking baths.
Yeah.
And it becomes a safety hazard.
Mm-hmm. I know. And I was just thinking about like the big hot tubs, you know, we
yeah.
don't see as many of those anymore either. So, and I also know when we did Center Commons in Pembroke, remember the 55
yes.
plus development? I mean, those were some of the thoughts that we were going, and that was, you know, way back when. I mean, that was what, 2001?
Yeah, because it was
9/11, right?
Yep.
Was that 2001?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, that was when he bought the land. You
yep.
know, that's not a funny story, but he bought the land on
right.
that day. That's why it's called like Liberty Way and
Patriot
Way.
Yeah.
Right.
Liberty, yeah.
That's why he named those because it was on that day. But I remember as we were going through the house, you know, some of the little ideas too were, you know, I suggested that we do the door, not door knobs, but why don't we do door handles?
Yep.
You know, that's when we started
yep.
seeing a lot more of that is when
yep.
the 55
yep.
pluses came out. The shower was very, you know,
you can just walk right in
and everything.
Yep.
So a lot of thought goes into that. But I think you made a very good point, though. If that population is not decreasing and potentially going up,
right.
there's always going to be somebody who's going to need
right.
that. And for them not to have to do that work all over again, it could be for your next client.
Yep.
And just, you know, their house isn't going to work for them because they're in a, you know, old antique and a narrow staircase.
Right.
So, okay. So what are some of the other things I'm sort of looking here at? I just don't want to miss anything that you were talking about on here.
No, that's okay. I mean, one of the things that I brought just to give people a general idea too, because most people don't realize the cost involved with healthcare in general.
Mm-hmm.
you know, people will say, well, I don't want, there's the balance again, should I go or should I not go, or I don't know. Well, some people want to know what the cost is going to be if I do a modification. Mm-hmm. Well, some of the modifications can be costly. If you have to widen a door, or if you have to remove a tub, or if you have to put a ramp in so that somebody can get in and out of the house safely, some of those things cost money. But on top of that, there are different financing options out there for some of those things.
Oh, okay.
There are some grants through the state. If you're a veteran, there are some veterans options for you as well, so that some of the cost of that can be taken care of for you. But when you look at the cost of the modification versus the cost of what it would cost you to live in a nursing home or an assisted living facility or any of those things, I just brought some numbers here from, it was a Genworth cost of care study in 2015 for the South Shore. And a private room in a nursing home for 1 year is $141,894.
Wow.
A semi-private room, which means there's at least one, if not two other people in there with you, is $130,000 plus.
Yep.
Assisted living is $69,960. And then if you're home, if you have like they have like adult daycare programs or having a home health aide in, the adult daycare program is about $18,000 and the home health aide is about $37,000 if you have 28 hours a week.
That's what it is? 28 hours a week is how much?
About almost $4,000.
$4,000 a week? Is that what you said?
No, that's for the year.
Oh, for the year. So $4,000 a year for 20.
I'm sorry. I just misquoted that. That's $37,000, not $3,700.
Okay, $37,000. Okay.
For the year.
Yeah, for 28. Hours a week.
I do have a quick question about some of your modifications, though. Are there any that potentially can be reversed if the house, you know, if the next person buying the house, and by that I mean easily reversed. I know anything is possible, but
yeah, some of them are. I mean, like for example, there's a couple things. First off, a lot of people don't like to put grab bars in because A, it's a sign that they're getting old, and B, it makes your house look institutionalized. So they've come up with all these different forms of grab bars that function as something else but can be used as a grab bar. For example, we always tell people not to grab onto the towel rack because the towel rack is a towel rack and it'll pull right out of the wall.
Yeah.
But they have grab bars that look like towel racks, and you can I don't recommend you hang your towels on them, but they have them so that you can have that there. They have soap racks in the shower that also have a grab bar attached to them. They have the actual dial for the shower has a bar that goes around it so you can hold on there. So there's a bunch of things that they have available now so that you have the safety in place that don't make it look like you're in a hospital room. But yeah, I mean, there are quick fixes too, like we talked about earlier. They have bars that you can attach actually to the side of the tub so that you can hold on to it and get in and out. And
look at that pretty one, Chris. I just found one.
Yeah, there you go.
And that doesn't look institutionalized.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. That's
really nice. I could do Facebook Live. I forgot to do it. 781-837-4900. 781-837-4900. Chris is giving away 5 free assessments. If you would love to have him come to your home and just give you an assessment of, you know, what you may need, what you may need to consider in the future, or, you know, is this house really going to work and should you maybe consider another house? So I think that would be great. And I think that grab bars, that looks really nice. I mean, to have that in your shower,
really beautiful, appealing. And decorative.
I remember one time I showed a condo in Marshfield, actually. It was a 55 plus. And it was awkward. And when you're thinking about the resale, I guess maybe think about certain things. But the person must have been in a wheelchair because all the light switches were really, really low.
Right.
They must have been the primary resident of this home because for me, it would have been awkward, you know, as a taller person to like lean down to shut off the light switches all the time. So. I guess that comes into play now everything, we have remotes for everything. So, right?
They do. It's amazing what's going on in the smart home technology arena and things that we can do now that we never even thought that we could do in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the, you know, access to the home, I mean, you can lock your door, unlock your door.
Mm-hmm.
They have apps that are like facial recognition type things now that you can mm-hmm. look at your phone and see who's at your door and click unlock or unlock.
Yeah, we have that over at Jefferson. Yeah,
that's awesome.
In Jefferson Square, we have some of that. And I have, I love my Alexa, I got to tell you. Mm-hmm. Alexa, play Spotify for me. So you heard the doorbell. That just gives us one quick second to talk a little bit about real estate. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, well, you have three fabulous real estate agents that are sitting here with you tonight. You can call the office at 781-826-8000. I'll make sure that these people get their phone number out for you as well. And open houses. Sin, you're doing an open house this weekend?
I'm doing two. In Duxbury. High Street.
Okay.
Can't remember the number. 175. Okay. I'm going with 175, so if someone shows up there, I'm sorry. Make sure the coffee's on. I'm doing that for Tracy and Jim Grady this weekend, 12 to 2 Saturday and Sunday.
Perfect. Awesome. And what about you, Chris? Any open houses?
Not currently. I have a buyer who's got a deal on the table right now, so we'll see what happens in about an hour.
Keep our fingers crossed. All right, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Chris, how can people get in touch with you if they want to call you or text you directly?
Yeah, you can call me at 781-264-2314. Or you can shoot me an email at chris@bostonconnect.com.
Again, if you want to be one of the five that gets that free certificate, chris@bostonconnect.com. Cindy, give everybody your phone number.
781-367-4419.
Perfect. Well, have a great week, everybody. Great weekend. And thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you, Chris.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
That was awesome.
Yep, bostonconnect.com. Bye-bye.